Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Phil Lynns. Batting second. The left fielder, Art Chamsky. Batting third. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Collins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Selma. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dick Selma. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Beckert strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lynns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Chamsky batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Chamsky takes first base on ball four. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chamsky moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chamsky moves to third. Jones moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hundley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Selma hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lynns is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynns strikes out. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shamsky strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Selma moves to third. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. There goes Williams. The throw from Martin to second, and Williams is out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Selma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Swoboda reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swoboda scores. Cranepool moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. Two outs. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Selma is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Selma strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Selma fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins bunts towards third. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Hickman moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lynns is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Shamsky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shamsky hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jones is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Collins juggles the ball. That's an error on Collins. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Beckert moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Swoboda. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Swoboda steals second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lynn scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Selma is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Selma hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lins is 0 for 3 in the game. Lins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Jose Arcia pinch runs for Al Spangler. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lins fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Kessinger moves to third. Cal Kunz now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santo is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Shamsky is hit by the pitch. Tommy Agee pinch runs for Art Shamsky. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jones bunts towards the mound. Reagan fields it and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to second. 1 out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Agee moves to third. 2 outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swoboda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets won, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing center field. Cleon Jones now playing left field. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith is called out on strikes. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coons fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.